Right now we're talking to Andy Nelson and his son Alex Nelson. They're up here visiting Cook County for the week, and they're a couple of Savage area musicians. And Andy has an album out called Meaning to Tell You, and he's here to tell us about that today. So Andy, Alex, thank you for joining us here on the Scenic Route today.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
So this album came out last year, yeah. I want to say. I think you came up here and dropped off a copy. And so I understand that there's a lot of significance to this album for you and your family, because it sort of formed during a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I've been a songwriter and a composer and trumpet player for a long time, and one of my lifelong dreams has really been releasing an album of my original music. And for some reason, you know, day jobs, et cetera, never got around to releasing it. And I had done quite a bit of work and recording leading up to it. But then in October of 2016, I got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Wow.
And it really just got me to think about, okay, what's really important to me? And it was just a couple of key things. One was, man, I just want to keep on being a daddy, being a dad for my kids. I had three teenagers now, and they're all wonderful human beings. I want to coach people. I want to help people in whatever ways I can that I work with. And I want to keep doing music and being a great husband to my wife. And it just put this real intensity of that's what's important, and the rest is all just details.
Wow. That's a lot. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing okay now.
I am. I've been actually cancer-free for over 2 years. My last treatment was 2 years ago.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thanks.
On that, man. What can I ask what type of cancer it was?
Yeah, it was stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it
That's
spread to
incredible.
Both sides of the liver, 50 lymph nodes. It was crazy, man. Yeah. It was wild.
Well, I'm stunned and so happy that you're here talking with us today. And Alex, I'm sure you were around that time. That must have been hard for the family. But what was it like watching your dad go through this?
Well, I think it's hard because, like, in general, your dad is supposed to be someone who, you know, shows strength, I think, or that's a big part of it. It's someone you look up to a lot. And for me, like, he's been a big inspiration, like, the reason I'm so interested in music as well. So to see him struggling with that kind of, I think, transferred over to me a little bit and just made it harder, you know, going to sleep every night knowing that my dad was going through this, and made just everything else, like going through my school day, dealing with my own personal problems and stuff like that, that much more difficult.
You are going to be playing some music for us later in this segment. And so is music a big thing in your household to be playing together?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, big time.
So when you were going through this, how did this record get made at the same time? What was the process there?
Yeah. I had, you know, thankfully done quite a bit of the writing and recording prior to it. But then this just really lit a fire under me to say, okay, damn it. Like, I'm going to get this thing out come hell or high water, you know? And so I'm literally finishing, you know, mix downs and corresponding with the musicians who recorded on the album via email saying, wow, here's the deal, right? Tough diagnosis, but I'm going to get this thing out there. I'd love to have you at the release party. And so, yeah, it became such a labor of love, actually, even more so, but with this added urgency, right? Like, okay, finish these mix downs, get these things mastered, get some album art out there. My wife, among many wonderful ways she supported this, she did all the album art and design on it, encouraged me to rewrite the liner notes, which I was kind of grumpy about, but I'm really glad she had me do, because when I rewrote them, like, this is what I wanted to say, is that this album is about music winning over cancer, frankly, and like getting this out, like, you can't stop the art, you know, literally. And as it turns out, this album release party, what I thought might be a small gathering of, you know, 10 or 20 of our closest friends, turned out to be a cancer victory and an album release party. And like we just decided this is just going to be free. Like, we're just going to invite people and see who wants to show up. We're not going to ask them for anything. We're just going to sell CDs if they want to buy one, but free food. And like over 300 people showed up.
Oh my Lord.
And it was just this wonderful show of support from the community, all our friends and family.
That's fantastic. Andy Nelson is my guest today, along with his son, Alex Nelson. And the album they're talking about is called Meaning to Tell You. It's a jazz album. Andy's a trumpeter, and you've got a number of different original songs on here and a couple classics, America the Beautiful,
yeah,
one of them. And you mentioned the liner notes on this earlier in your wife, and I thought it was interesting that it sounds like she was a big proponent of pushing you to complete this and spend some time on it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, thank God for my wife. I mean, we've been married now 23 years, and you know, you do your best when you're younger to pick a spouse that you think is going to be with you and that's going to support you. And boy, she truly is my soulmate and love of my life. And then when, boom, a diagnosis like cancer hits you, and that's when you really find out what you're made out of and your marriage is made out of. And she just was such a staunch supporter of me. And I can remember talking to her and some of my doctors about the diagnosis and getting treatment at Mayo Clinic. And I feel like so many things really saved my life were a part of this. And a big part of it was that from my cardiologist, frankly, to my wife and others around me kept saying, yeah, as you get these treatments and as you, you know, keep asking for us to pray for you, don't forget to do your music. Don't forget to do your music. And I truly believe that continuing to create this art and play music, like I get to play with my son now, thank God, that's helping keep the cancer away, frankly. Like when I have a good day and I get to play music with my son, like we did recently, no cancer was grown today.
Mm. Yeah. Some people up here already got to see you guys play it at Wonder Bar, I understand.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's fun. Taking a little break from the heavier stuff, what have you guys been doing up here, spending time in Grand Marais?
Yeah. Alex, you want to kick that off?
Yeah. So, well, this is a family tradition of ours. It goes back to my mom's side of the family, probably decades ago. And, now they raised us coming up here every year as well. So we have a couple traditions. Like, obviously, you got to get to Svenanoli's when you're up here. You got to get to World's Best Donuts. Getting to Artist Point has always been really important to me. And this year, right before we left, I just said to my parents, like, I don't think I can leave my saxophone behind, because I had been playing pretty much every day this summer for, you know, a couple hours or whatever. And I was just like, I don't think I can go 5 days or whatever without it. And thank God we brought our instruments up, because we had so many great opportunities to play. Like, we played out on the rocks and had an amazing visitor. Is it okay if I...
Go ahead and name drop.
Yeah. No, I'm curious.
So
tell the whole story. It's a good one.
So we brought our instruments out to just like part of the rocks down by Artist Point, and we're playing some blues and stuff like that, just kind of like with the inspiration of the water in front of us.
And here's how great my son is now. Like, he's the one who got me to bring my trumpet up
this
trip, right? Like, yeah, all right. These times I keep...
That was
to
it
all
your
these...
idea?
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is totally my son's idea. Oh, yeah. And then he's like helping teach me now. Like, you know, let's do this. Let's just do a 2-5-1 progression. Come on, let's start stalling. Let's do it right now. So he's pushing me. It's great.
And, you know, a kayaker, pulls up and is like listening to us and cheering us on, and we had no idea who it was. And so at the end, you know, we introduced ourselves, like, oh, we're the Nelson family, what's your name, can we get your name? And she says, yeah, I'm Liz Sievertson.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding?
So, and she was, you know, what a great soul, because she was saying all this great stuff about us and never made it about her. She was appreciating our art. She was saying, like, you know, it was great to hear you guys, there's so much passion behind it, and never made it about her. And then just, it was only after we asked her that she talked about, like, you know, I play sax too, she said. And so it was just awesome to meet her. Yeah, that's got to be probably the highlight of our trip. Because what a crazy coincidence that she ended up there.
Right, talk
at
about
time.
Feeling embraced by all the artists in this community. It was just awesome.
And she doesn't just play saxophone, she rocks it. She's super, super good.
I believe it.
That's right. If you're joining us right now, we're talking to Andy Nelson and his son Alex Nelson, and let's take a break here just for a moment to get some more of Andy's music. This is from his album Meaning to Tell You. I think Liz Sievertson will like this one too. This is called Treat Me Right. Whoa.
All the way she looked at you, and it seemed
Treat Me Right from Andy Nelson. We're talking to him and his son on the Scenic Route right now on WTIP. And let's get back to that interview. Andy will tell us about some of the decisions he made on that song, like that cello opening. So you both write music. You've got a bunch of songs on Meaning to Tell You, and we're going to get to Alex's music here in a second. Are you more of like an improviser, or are you kind of a person who has like a lot of prolific ideas, or you really want to perfect something before you put it out there?
Well, you're definitely going to need two answers on that, because it's another way Alex inspires me, because we're different this way.
We are very different.
Okay. I mean, for example, it took me about 50 years to release my first album, right?
Right. We just covered that.
Wait, right? And Alex has already released, I don't know, how many songs and albums?
Songs, like individual like singles and stuff, probably 15 maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But not released. Like not like super officially. But
you've probably created, I don't know, how many songs have you like created just in
created that? In total, like finished songs, probably maybe 60.
Yeah, there you go. See, at age 17, wow. Right? And yeah. So it's great. And he and I feed off each other these days, which is just honestly such a great thing about being able to still be around on this earth, frankly, is to be able to do music with him and talk about this stuff. Because yeah, I'm more, to answer your question, Will, I'm more of the, hey, let's get this arrangement just a little better, just a little better. Wouldn't it be great if we added a cello to this? Well, hey, why not? You know, why not some timbales? You know, and so I'm constantly layering on stuff just to get the arrangement just the way I want it, and working at it over, you know, weeks or months or years. And that's, you know, for me, honestly, now releasing this album and having it out there in the way that I wanted it to be is great. And now I'm inspired to release more music. And a big part of that is hearing what my son has done. Mm-hmm.
So let's switch things over to Alex here. I know that you we're going to hear you play some saxophone, and you mentioned that already, but you're also a bit of an EDM DJ. So Alex Mavi, is that the moniker that you go by?
Yeah, so yeah, that started just because when you search Alex Nelson online, there's about 20 other musicians that already have a large following that pop up. Oh. So I really couldn't go with that, unfortunately. But yeah, so I started listening to like electronic music when I was maybe 10 or 11, and just it really stuck with me, like the amazing things you can do using a computer to make music. And so I started just on like an old iPod Touch on GarageBand, you know, playing dumb little drum loops and stuff like that, but I thought it was the coolest thing. And then started to take it more seriously in the past year or so, and yeah.
So your 60 compositions, these are all like electronic songs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's an iPod Touch. That is so small.
Yeah, that is not what
How
I used.
How did you do that?
Well, I got really used to like programming in the individual like MIDI notes and stuff, but it wasn't, looking back on it, it was not anything special, but it was for, you know, my 12-year-old self, I was super into it, and I thought it was, very proud of it. Yeah.
What kind of equipment or controllers you use now?
Yeah, so I use a Mac computer right now, and I run Logic Pro on that, so, yeah.
Who are some of your favorite electronic artists? Are there any that you try and model yourself after? What kind of sound do you have?
Well, it changes really quickly, but some of my all-time favorites that I'm, so Grant is one of them. He just goes by Grant, but he does a style called Future Bass, and that style has inspired me a lot. And then there's this producer named San Holo, who runs a label called Bitbird as well, and he combines his guitar playing with his electronic music, and that's inspired me a lot, that I think I'm going to start trying to involve some saxophone playing as well in my music going forward.
That's the voice of Alex Nelson, also known as Alex Mavi. Let's take a break here to listen to one of his electronic songs. This one's called Identity. Identity is the name of that one from Alex Mavi. It's the moniker of Alex Nelson, who's here with his dad, Andy Nelson. They're talking to me on the Scenic Route here about their various musical projects. Andy's got a lot of music up online, and Andy has a CD called Meaning to Tell You. Let's dive right back into that conversation. Let's turn it back over to Andy here as well. And you say that, I mean, you work for Target, and yeah. You do other agile coaching.
Yeah.
And so have you played with groups around the Twin Cities area or jazz ensembles like that?
Yeah, I have. I've done a lot of playing within my church, and it's been great there just to get connected with other musicians. In fact, one of the piano players on this album, Tim Malone, is a terrific pianist, and met him from church. And Alex and I just, as an aside, got to play a gig with him recently.
Yeah.
Here's where the gifts keep on giving of like all these degrees of separation. Tim Malone invited us to play a gig at Surly Brewing Company in Minneapolis just a few weeks ago. Mm. And Alex and I got to play together on stage. I think that was the first time probably, right? Doing a professional gig,
yeah,
more or less together. Mm. So I just love how those circles keep expanding. And I would say the other places that I played, Target has a house band. We call ourselves the Grateful Red. And confusingly, we don't do any Grateful Dead songs, so we have to explain that every time. We should get a new name. But I played in that group on and off for a while. I was the horn section leader and just kind of helping things get going. You know, we do classic like Chicago, mm-hmm, Stevie Wonder sort of tunes and an occasional original. But these days, honestly, what I enjoy the most is playing with Alex at any sort of gig we get, including, mm-hmm, on the North Shore.
Yeah. What do you think of his electronics music?
Oh, I love it, honestly. Good. I mean, it stretches my ears and brain and heart and soul like crazy, you know? And like when he'll explain what's going on, I'm like, oh, that's so cool, man. And like, you know, and sometimes I'll offer a suggestion, something to think of just from my, you know, training as a composer or arranger. And mm-hmm, we just love trading ideas back and forth. One of the things that we've had this tradition of having like sleepovers every,
yeah,
I don't know, a few months, ever since you were, you know, a young kid. And more they turned into, instead of sharing different recorded music that we liked, we would start having these composition challenges.
Yeah. So we would give ourselves, you know, an hour and a half or so, and both go our own ways and write a song, give it based on the same theme. Like we would either decide a chord progression together, like switching off ideas, or we would use like a random word generator online. And have to use that as the title for our song and use that as an inspiration. And then we come back and then we share what we wrote. And it's really crazy because we usually both go completely different directions. And it's just a really fun show of like how many different ways like an artist's personal touch can have an effect on music, even if you're starting with the same sort of core idea.
That sounds like the most fun exercise.
It is amazing.
Man, I hope that you like got a few of those recorded or something just for fun.
I'm sure we do.
Somewhere maybe. Yeah.
Someday we'll release our, yep, once Alex is rich and famous, we'll release the outtakes from all that.
Oh yeah. Andy Nelson and Alex Nelson are joining me right now, and Alex goes by Alex Mavi. You can find him on some streaming services. Yep. Then also Andy Nelson has an album out here called Meaning to Tell You, of some jazz numbers. And Meaning to Tell You, what have you been meaning to tell and to whom?
Wow, I love that question. Yeah, Meaning to Tell You. I've been meaning to tell people that art matters, life is amazing, and just get your work out there. Like that's what's important to me now. And you know, love people around you. Because something that occurred to me in a song that we'll do here in a little bit about solitude is, that song's on the album, and I wrote it many, many years ago, actually, in college. And I just realized today, as I was looking at the arrangement that we were going to sight read for the performance today, first time we'd ever going to do a rendition like this, and I realized I added a coda, an ending to that song. And as old as that song is, I just wrote the coda actually a month before I was diagnosed with cancer. As I was preparing to get the album, like, hey, I could add just an ending to, let's polish up this song and get it ready. And it just really struck me today, like, wow, that was less than 3 years ago that I wrote the ending to that song. And today I'll get to play it with my son, Alex. Like, I still get to be here for this. Like we have these bracelets we handed out at the Cancer Victory Party that Alex and I both have on. It says now, period, here, H-E-R-E, period, this, period. now hear this. Like, we are here right now. This is what we get to do. And it gives me just so much joy. And I have such positive emotion for being able to do music with my son.
Andy Nelson there, here on the Scenic Route. If you listen to the first part of that interview, we started off with a song from Andy's album, Meaning to Tell You, called Solitude. And he and his son, Alex, speaking of playing with his son, performed a little bit of that in the studio for us while we recorded this session. So let's take a listen to that here, the Nelson family playing some horns. Andy and Alex Nelson are my guests today, some musical folks from the Savage area down in the Twin Cities. Just up here vacationing, but they came in with some great inspirational stories about playing music together and being creative and overcoming cancer even. Andy's album is called Meaning to Tell You, so let's get back to this conversation. So that was last fall when did the album release?
Yeah, I released it last July. So just a year
July,
ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a bit of an anniversary.
It is
coming.
It is.
Well, that's amazing. And again, congratulations on the record and being cancer free for a couple of years now.
Thanks.
What is next for either of you? What's coming up either musically or else in your life that's exciting?
I'll let Alex start that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm really excited to continue pursuing music in a lot of different ways. Like I said earlier, I want to try and incorporate more saxophone playing into my music. I've started a couple bands, a couple jazz combos this summer, just locally, and had a lot of fun arranging music and playing with those. And so I think for me, what's next kind of revolves a lot around music. I think that's, you know, I want to try and, if I can, go all the way with music and continue, I don't know, to try and make the world hopefully a better place just by, releasing songs and stuff.
I remember what I was going to ask you earlier. Yeah. It was, how do you compose EDM song? Like, do you have to spend a lot of time getting those tones and those beats just perfect and then figuring it out from there? Or is it something you can just play around with?
Yeah, so a lot of it depends on like the type of music and the experience level. Like for me, when I first started, a lot of it was just, since I wasn't really going for something terribly professional sounding, I can quickly crank something out and call it a day. But when I'm trying to release something that I'm like really proud of, it can take, you know, hours on end of, even once I've got the basic melodies and stuff and chords written out, I spend hours just trying to get all the levels right and mix things and, you know, apply the right amount of reverb or EQ, and so that can be quite time consuming, but all in all, it's a really enjoyable process, so it's well worth it.
Yeah. And Andy, I wanted to ask you had a lot of people help you out with this album. A lot of different feature musicians. Yeah. Are these people that you've played with in the past or from parts of your life? Or tell me how these people came together to help you out with this.
Yeah, absolutely. When I decided to finally get my album together, my original material, I decided to, you know, like, who would I really want to play on this thing? Who would I want? What musical artistic power do I want on this? So it was super fun to kind of handpick some people in terms of vocalists. One of the songs that's near and dear to my heart is Ripples in the Pond, which I wrote for my wife when we got married in 1996. And it was such a kick because we had Mac Cherry and Celine Fitzmaurice sing at our wedding on that song. And they both agreed to record the version for this album. So Celine lives in Portland, Oregon. Mac Cherry lives in Elma, Wisconsin, and they both decided to come in and do a session in my home studio basement for that album. So I've got vocalists I really admire. Mary Bedore Raker is another one. So it's really been kind of a mixture of different people I've encountered throughout my life. And it was super fun just to bring together who I felt would really do a great job, squeeze them all into my tiny basement studio, and put this thing together.
That's so cool. Yeah. That's really great. Mac Cherry's about the coolest name I've ever heard.
Isn't it? It sounds fake. It's so cool. It sounds fake. It's his actual name.
That's so great. I know for people who go through something as troubling as a cancer diagnosis, it really changes their perspective on things. So what has changed your outlook on life? I know you talked about getting your art out there, but is there anything else that majorly that has struck you since then?
Yeah. I mean, when I think about what's next for me, honestly, a big part of it is how can I keep on supporting my kids with their passions? And it's such a kick, right, to see Alex and Sophia both be into music. Sophia's into photography. Ella's into nature. And so just seeing them come fully alive up here and each in their element, right, in their respective ways has been awesome. So whatever I can do to support them, musically, that's what's next for me. I just want to find gigs, do gigs with Alex and whatever supports him, honestly. That's my musical priority. The other thing I'd mention is that cancer also kicked my butt into like saying, okay, if this stuff that you've been wanting to do more and more of, like professional coaching or executive coaching, which as I've, you know, led teams at Target over the years, people would say, oh, I think you'd make a great coach. Well, I literally decided when I'm at the chemo chair at Mayo Clinic, like I'm calling the University of St. Thomas saying, can I get in your executive coaching program? And so I got into it and literally had the chemo pack on me going to class, but then graduated just a little over a year ago and got certified by the International Coach Federation. So it was such a great motivator to me to say, yeah, to answer your question finally in a succinct way, I would say it'd be like, don't hesitate to do that stuff that you really feel like you're meant to do and you can do well. Like, life is short. And as somebody said to me recently, life is long. Like, enjoy this. Do the stuff you want to do, man. So that's what I'm trying to do now.
Life is short and life is long. I'm going to remember that. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your time up here. And just thanks so much for this really inspirational story with both of you and your music. This
is thanks so much, Will. Great to be here.
Yeah, Alex Nelson, Andy Nelson. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. If you are to stay to make some ripples in the pond, 'cause with you I will stay. Ripples in the pond.